Joining us now on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines to chat about the sectional title win and the season is their head coach, Chris Bubble. And Chris, as always, thanks so much for the time. A 63-60 win against Watkins Glen in the Class C finale on Saturday against Watkins Glen. What was your message to your team after the final buzzer sounded at the end of the 32 minutes?
It was pretty simple. You know, I was pretty excited for them. We have a bunch of kids who work hard together and play for each other. And, you know, they agreed that it was a little more exciting than perhaps we would have hoped. But I think, you know, I said in the pregame that I thought it would be, if you're a basketball fan, a great basketball game. They're a well-coached team. We're a pretty well-coached team. We both play really hard for what's at stake. And I think it turned out to be just that, a great game.
I hate to be that guy and bring up some of the negative with Saturday's game, but you saw a 19-point lead dwindle down to just a 2-point advantage against the Senecas, and it seemed like in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, there were a lot of turnovers in the backcourt. Is that something that was happening regularly because of Watkins Glen's defense? Was it nerves from some of your guys? What would you try to pinpoint as the problem late in the game?
I think it was a little bit of both. I think we knew that they were going to give us a good go eventually. You know, I feel like they played hard and they put us into some spots where they trapped us. I feel like we helped them a little bit with not necessarily getting into our press break in the right way and having proper spacing. And you saw a little bit of some nerves, I think, from Jalen, a little bit from Dejad. But you know, those are guys who, when we watch the tape back, we'll learn from those things. And, cause they're both pretty cerebral players. And you know, I have to remind myself, as great as Jalen is, he's still only a freshman. Yeah. So he's bound to make a few errors here and there, and he'll learn from those and he'll get better.
Chris Bubble, head coach of the Newfield boys basketball team, our guest here on BTL, the Trojans Section 4 Class C champs with a 63-60 win over Watkins Glen over the weekend. There was that barrage of three-pointers that you guys hit. When Watkins was so close, you guys just went on that huge run with about 4 minutes left to go or so. At what point did the confidence level, I guess, kind of go up for you and some of those other guys as well after, you know, hitting those sequence of shots?
Well, I think it was really, I think Jacob hit the first one. Yeah. I mean, they cut it to two, and I think he hit the first one. And for him and the rest of us, I think it was a little bit of a sigh of relief to know that, okay, we can still hit jump shots at this point in the game, then we're probably going to be okay. And you know, it turned out Dejad hit another one, and Josh hit another one, and really in critical situations, and the courage of those guys to take those shots that are really important. But that's what they do. They don't think about the result. If it doesn't go in, they're only thinking about being open and shooting the shot. So credit to them for taking those and as a group, getting ourselves into the right spacing offensively to be able to get some open looks late in the game.
What is it about Josh Wood that allows him to turn things up when the game matters most? It always seems like in the fourth quarter of a basketball game, especially a close one, he just goes into another mode. How does he do it? Is that something that actually happens? Like, he just makes things happen?
Yeah, he's a kid that's been around for a long time. Yeah. He was on a team with Stephen LaBarge, Quintel Clemens, and Greg Moravec, three guys who, when it came to crunch time, really got after it and would find a way to make plays when we needed them. And he kind of learned from being on that team to watch those guys execute in critical situations. You know, the interesting thing about Josh is that he's difficult to have to scheme defenses against, because if you put a big slow guy on him, he has the ability to shoot and dribble and stretch you away from the rim. And then if you put a smaller guy on him, he can score the ball around the front of the rim in the painted area. So, you know, it turned into a great leader for us and certainly a great basketball player.
Chris Bubble, our guest here on BTL, head coach of the Section 4 champion Newfield boys basketball team. Somebody who I really love watching out there as well is LaRon Boykin, and that's because of his rebounding ability on both ends of the floor. How much time and effort does he put in the gym when it comes to trying to rip down those rebounds? And I safely assume that's something he kind of recognizes, the offensive rebounding, because second and third chance points are probably through the roof for him.
Yeah, he works really hard in practice. We challenge him a lot to box out on guys and rebound and put himself in good situations where we can kind of predict where the ball might be or where it's going to go on a miss. And he tends to put himself in good spots to rebound the ball. He's really, he can jump and he's a relatively strong kid. So when he does get it, if he's patient, he has a great chance of getting some offensive opportunities off of rebounds. And then defensively, we feel like he's one of the keys to really getting our transition game going. If he can pull down some of those boards and get us going with a good outlet pass, that can be critical to part of our offensive game.
I want to go back to something that you mentioned about how Josh Wood learned from a lot of the older players who helped your team, you know, make state Final Four appearances and everything. Guys like Q and Moravec, and I think I saw both of them there at the game a couple of days ago. But I guess more or less, what's that like for you as a head coach, seeing players come back, former players come back in support of this group, and just even the community support as a whole? Because that place was packed and that place was loud on Saturday.
Yeah, the community support's been great. You know, I mean, for better or worse, Newfield is a basketball town, and we reap the benefits of that. We you know, our Candor sectional game was a sold out gym. Which, you know, is really fun to be a small school and have that kind of an environment to play a basketball game in. And it just kind of follows us, you know, wherever we go, the crowd seems to be kind of big. And to have a bunch of Watkins fans there as well made the game super exciting, as both teams are getting proper support from their communities. And for us, you know, Quintel, Greg, and Steven are three really important pieces to the puzzle for us in terms of building our program to what we want it to be. And they continue to support us, support me as a coach, and to support the kids in the program. And they were excited. They all came down onto the floor and we chatted and had some hugs and it was great to catch up with those guys. But I think it's important to them still, because they were a huge part of, you know, not only winning our first sectional title, but to make that state championship game run and back-to-back Final Fours.
I know you're very humble, but I'm going to kind of put you on the spot with this question, because let's face it, Chris, I mean, your success has been so, so incredible since you took over for Dwayne a couple of seasons ago with those Final Four appearances and now multiple Section 4 championships. Did you ever think that you would be able to find this kind of success? And when you kind of maybe have to self-reflect a little bit, why do you feel like players are successful under your leadership?
Well, it's interesting, because people ask me all the time about what makes us successful, or, you know, if I had a moment to step back and think about all the success we've had and the games that we've won. And you know, I think it's just it's a reflection of having a program that can sustain itself. You know, Dwayne kind of started the thing. I coached varsity JV under him as the varsity coach for 7 years. He and I have a great working relationship. I learned a lot working with him. Took some pieces that I wanted to implement when I was the varsity coach taking over 4 years ago, that I thought were important to continue to build the program and take it to the next level and continue to get it to sustain itself. And one of those things is, you know, getting kids into schemes offensively that they can just play in. You can tell by watching us, I'm just not a pass here, cut here, do this, A, B to C type of a coach offensively. We like to put ourselves in schemes that spread people out, and we teach them as a staff to be basketball players. You know, we can't always necessarily tell you exactly what to do. There are moments within the game where the defense is going to take something away, and you have to know how to react and get yourself in a position to still execute and be productive offensively. And defensively, we just we have schemes where we just challenge them consistently, you know, take some pride in guarding the guy in front of you and making sure he doesn't score. And I think when you have those kinds of concepts that you're teaching to kids, and they're really interested in working hard and being successful, then I think those two things kind of meld well together and you have a successful program.
Have you had a chance to get any information on Weedsport or look at some film or anything with them?
We did. I have a couple of contacts up in Section 3, so we got a couple of films, and we're at the point in the year where everybody's good. But when we look at the film, we like what we see in terms of another good matchup for us and a really competitive basketball game. They have some good size. So that's one thing we'll have to contend with. But we feel like I told the guys Saturday night that, you know, we're also at the point where if we just play our game and we play Newfield basketball, then the result will be what it'll be. And we can be good with that either way, because it's certainly been a fantastic season to this point.
And going off of that really quick, is there going to be anything specific that you're focusing on at practice this week? Or are you guys just going to try and, as you've alluded to it a little bit, I guess, you know, just go out there and try and do your thing?
I think one of the things as we watch the film back, we just need to have a little bit of a better sense of urgency, valuing the basketball, you know, especially when we're getting some pressure, and that's something we can shore up as guys reflect a little bit. You know, we'll do our typical practice routine of shooting lots of jump shots and challenging each other in scrimmage and things of that nature. But really, we focus, Nick, on just execution, you know, layups, free throws, and threes. And if we can get them to go down more often than not, and we get a couple key stops, then we like our chances against anybody.
Chris, as always, really appreciate the time. Congratulations for another section championship. Looking forward to seeing the guys this weekend. Okay, good luck out there.
Thanks so much, Nick. I appreciate you, man.